Hi, this is David Warnock for Baltimore's Future, and I'm excited to talk to Adam Gross today, who's a principal at AirSync Gross. And of all the ideas I heard in 2013, Adam, I think the most creative, the most inspiring, and the most just got my attention was this idea that is a part of the Inner Harbor 2.0 plan of having a footbridge from the Rusty Scupper all the way across to Harbor East. What an amazing idea. Maybe you can talk a little bit about the Inner Harbor 2.0 plan, and in particular, why people ought to get so excited about that plan and this idea of a footbridge.
Of three scenarios that we put on the Greater Baltimore Committee website when we were working on the Rashfield site and asked for votes from the citizenry of Baltimore, it was like a landslide in support of this bridge. But I think it ties also to then coming full circle to 2013-14, when we look at other cities and no one really no longer is very much looking at us. So if you look at the great urban places in the world, like Shanghai or Paris or London or New York or Chicago, you see an incredible investment in the public realm, in the space that people share.
And the first step in the greening of the Inner Harbor is work that's going to be done over on Rashfield just below Federal Hill. Can you talk a little bit about that?
It is designed to be a multi-purpose playing field with a facility for art, live and free concerts on that space, but also it's a space for athletics and then adjacent to that a series of parks and water features and large pieces of art. So it's a very multi-purpose, dynamic space. And the parking lots that are there now that shed the water off of them, the water gets dirty from the oil from the cars, that water then goes directly in the bay, those would be removed, and there would be a parking structure that would be one level down from Key Highway that would be covered with this new park.
So how do we engage the citizens of Baltimore in what is clearly a wonderful idea and will really benefit not just the people who work and play around the Inner Harbor, but it will transform people's perception of Baltimore when, as you say, they look at the Ravens on Monday night TV, they'll see that arched bridge. How do we engage our politicians and our citizens in this great idea?
Well, I think one of the most profound parts of our community-based planning for the Inner Harbor was a meeting we had with a group called the Inner Harbor Project, which is sponsored by a young woman named Celia Neustadt, who just graduated from college. Celia had a great idea, which was to engage Inner Harbor youth who get maligned and people point to as a bad influence in the Inner Harbor. These are mostly young African-American kids from the various neighborhoods. And she's pulled them together to help all of us figure out what the Inner Harbor should be. They don't have downtowns where they live. So like most of us grew up and it had a street with retail and with nice shops that we would go to on a Saturday morning and hang out with our friends, like kind of American Graffiti. Most of the youth in Baltimore's inner city don't have a neighborhood. So the Inner Harbor is that for them. So they come there to meet their friends, to hang out, and they're not supported. There's not things for them to do. So we've tried to integrate their thinking in this. And I think in terms of your good question about how to get support, it's to realize that this is not just for tourists. It's not just for wealthy people who are coming from the county. This is really Baltimore's urban park. It's really Baltimore Central Park with retail, with activities. And it needs to be, you know, supported, I think, both at a city and a state level.
Adam, thanks for coming in and talking to me. I think this is something that people really need to get inspired about, and I really appreciate all the effort that you're putting into it.
My pleasure.
Thanks for joining me. For more information, visit wypr.org and thewarnockfoundation.org.